This b'diyevet is good for the nesachim, for a kiddush is chashav enough that even l'chadchila you're allowed to make kiddush on it. So that can be what Rav meant to say, that it can't be used. And the Gemara proves this. Why? Because the Rava says, the halacha is that soichet adam eshkol shelanovim, a person could just press out, squeeze out grapes. Another thing, make wine that way, just squeezing out the grape. V'yomer olav kiddush hayom, and you're allowed to make kiddush on such type of a wine. And even though this type of a wine, chetchilo, it's not supposed to be used for nisuch. So you see, since that b'diyeved is kosher for nisuch, lechetchilo, you're allowed to use this wine for kiddush. So this cannot be the wine that Rav says it's not kosher for kiddush. Gemara says, "V'yela lemute mipio mishaleho." Maybe it means you should not use the wine from the top of the barrel, mipio from the top of the barrel, or else mishaleho from the bottom of the barrel. And maybe these wines are not so good, like Rashi says, "Bashbam mipio means bas mishaleho somach lishmorim near the sediments of the wine." And Kerav Nam b'Menoch, they learned from Menoch as Perikol Kabonos that ainu maybe mipio. You're not supposed to bring the wine for the nesachim from the top of the barrel, because there's kamochim, some pieces there, for loimi shaleh, not from the bottom of the barrel, from the sediments. So maybe this type of wine is not fit for kiddush. Gemara says no. Again, the Tani Rabbi Chiya learned that the locher is mepiya umishaleho, from the top of the barrel, or from the bottom of the barrel, lo yovi. L'chetchila, at the beginning, you should not bring this. This should not be the first choice to be brought for nisach hayayin on the mizbeach. But the halacha is, v'yim hevi, let's say you did bring this wine, you made nisach hayayin from this type of a wine, kosher, you should know it's kosher, for nisach hayayin. If so, like we said before, then l'chetchila should be kosher for kiddush hayayin. So this cannot be the wine that Rav was talking about. Again, the Gemara wants to try Viela maybe Lemuta Yayin Kushi. Maybe it means to say Yayin Kushi is no good for Kiddush. So Rashbam says they mean Shochar. Maybe black wine is no good. Or else Boirik. Rashbam says that means Lovan, white wine, Vara, that's bad. Bad wine that's white. Maybe that type of wine is not fit for Kiddush. Or else Hilistun. So Rashbam says that means Yayin Mosuk. It's like sweet wine, v'cholish miyoid, is very weak wine. Maybe that's not fit for Kiddush. Or else, shalmartof, which is from the wine cellar. Shoshbam says, that means kleima, stam yaim, just regular wine, shalmartof, from the wine cellar. Shalai nivdak, we did not check it out yet. And like we learned before in the Mishnah, mishum diika chovyis chesosais, there are some barrels of wine there that are not such good wine. So maybe that type of wine is not fit for Kiddush. Maybe that's what he meant to say. Or else, shel tzmukim, raisin wine, you just pressed out, you just like soaked the dried out raisins in water. Maybe raisin wine is not fit for Kiddush. Maybe this is what Rav meant to say. Gemara says no. V'otani, we learned also about all these type of wines that bekulam lo yavi. Again, l'chetchila, for the first choice, you should not use these types of wine for nisach hayayin. But tvim hevi, if you brought, you made the nisach hayayin from these types of wine, the locher is kosher. Says so again, since it's kosher for nisach hayayin, lechetchilu it's fit for kiddush hayayin. So again, this is not the wine that Rav means. Zumar says, v'yela maybe lemuta means to exclude yayin koisois, mozug, megula, v'shel shemorim, v'shereyachra, maybe these type of wines are no good for Kiddush. Now again, yayin koisais, so Rashbam says, hu yayin hanimka b'chanus. This is the wine that's sold in the store, like we had before. Hu posalu, why? D'leheve sheicher, it's not like strong wine. V'leroye liya sheicher, it's not fit even to be strong wine. Ki yayin megito, it's not, you know, this is worse than yayin megito, fresh wine. To say for me, Elias Shecher, fresh wine, the pshat is not strong yet, but it has in it that it could ferment and become strong wine. But maybe this yayin kaisis is wine that bechlal can't ferment, can't become strong wine. That may be like, let's say, maybe even like a grape juice that it cannot ferment. So maybe that type of a wine is not fit. Or else mozug, that means that wine that you diluted, you put water into it. So maybe also it's not the chlal sheikh, it's not the chlal strong wine. And if a Sefri Rashbam says, V'darshin, V'nischa revia sahin chai, ata menasech v'loi ha-mozug, that to make the nischa yayin, you're supposed to use strong wine and not diluted wine. Then also, what does it say here? Yeah, then the next one the more says is Megula, that's wine that's uncovered. Or so see, that's a shalom mishum sakona. Or else v'shel shemarim. That's a shell shemarim, that's what we had before, that's what we have just a temed, that's what we have just water that you poured over the sediments. Or else for sherechera, that the wine smells bad, it's a little bit starting to get a little, it smells bad, even though it has a tam of wine. So maybe these are the things that Rav meant to say. So Gemara says that Tanya, we learned again, bekulam and all of these things, lo yavi, but v'yim hevi posel. So it says on these things true that lo yov, you should not bring it for nisach hayayin. V'yim hevi posel, if you bring from these type of wines for the nisach hayayin, you should know it's posel. Says so, since these wines are posel for nisach hayayin, maybe these are the type of wines that Rav was talking about to say that it's posel not for kiddush. Tomorrow night goes to explain, let's see, which one did Rav really mean? Lemuti mai, which one did Rav really mean to say you can't use for Kiddush? I lemuti koiseis, if you want to say he meant the first type koiseis, that's the wine, that some of them is a little bit spoiled, which we have before, which means to say it starts to maybe smell bad, even though it tastes like wine, the taste is like wine. If that's what you meant to say, Sumer says, that's really plukto to Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. That's told the machlokes we had before between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. That Rashbam explains. We had before to Rabbi Yechon and Chamru. He says that's still called wine. You make a bar prayer often. Rashbam says the more means to say, "Be'afilu linyan kiddush shapedami, who adin for kiddush avadol bikasha for kiddush also." As long as it tastes like wine, even though it smells bad, still it'll be kosher for kiddush. Why? Tichivon lagabi truma kosher layayin. Seems like we had the sugi before. Filchas truma is still considered wine. Is who adin linyan kiddush? The same thing will be for kiddush also. To loishen a kiddush mevara preagofen. So this can be Elo Linyan Mius Kilakamon Mishumakrive and all of Chosecho. Like we'll see later on, the only sad to say what Rav really means later on, which type of wine is Posel Kiddush, he means wine that's really no good, that it's not nice, it's Mius, it's disgusting. That type of wine should not be brought for the Mizbeach, or should not be brought for Kiddush. So our corporate of this type of wine is not that bad. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yechonah, that you make a bar priagofen, of course it'll be kosher for Kiddush. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that he said before, it's called challah, that since it smells like vinegar, you do not make a bar priagofen, so that also cannot be what Rav is talking about. Because it's also like sheet that's not fit for Kiddush. You don't even make a bar priagofen on it. So the kids, so the yayin kaisim is not what Rav is talking about. With Alocha, we hold taka like Rabbi Yechonon, that since it tastes like wine, it's still called like wine, and therefore, it would be kosher for Kiddush. So Rav says, Vaita. Ilamute mozug, if you want to say, convinced to say, that diluted wine, you take the strong wine and put water into it, now it's not fit for Kiddush, since it's not fit for Nisach Hayayin. So Mar says, no, there's no Svara. Elu Yaliya. You're only making the wine better right now. And like the Yom Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Chanina, Moedin Chacham the Rebbe Lezer, the Chom the Grit Rebbe Lezer, the Kais Shavrocha, like whenever you use a Kais by benching, or a Kais Shavrocha, Shem Vorchum Olov, you do not make a Bar of Priagofen on the Kais, And so first you have to add some water into the wine. So you see, when you dilute the strong wine, you're only making it better. So true, there is exeris a cost of life for yayin. For the nisuch, it has to be sheikha, strong wine. That's only a svar for nisuch. But for kiddush, I've added a svar that since by adding water into it, and befrat the way the proportions we had before, that's still called wine to make a berfrag often, you're only making the wine better. So for sure you should be able to make kiddush on such wine. Skumar says, if you want to say, Rav meant to say, wine that's left uncovered and overnight, and we're afraid maybe the snake drank from it and there's some poison inside it. If so, like, it's not only halacha, you shouldn't use it for kiddush, you shouldn't drink it at all, there's a sakana involved. And Rav is mashmi saying halacha, a certain type of wine is possible for kiddush. So Rav cannot be talking about such wine. Again, ilamuti shel shemarim, if you want to say what we're talking about, Rav is talking about wine that was made from sediments. Like we had before, we pour the water over the sediments. So Gemara says, hechi dami, again, what's the case talking about? What is Rav talking about? E derama tolosa, if you pour 3 cups of water over these sediments, viyosar bo, and when it came out from it was like 4 cups, so there's like 1 cup of wine in the 3 cups of water. So for the Gemara, is Gemara, kamra miyalyu, that's called good wine. For sure, such wine is also kosher for kiddush. You want to say the case where you poured in 3 cups of wine, and what came out was 3.5 cups. Someone says, "Look to the Rabbanon v'Acherimi." That was a machlokes before between the Rabbanon and the Acherim, whether it's called wine or it's not called wine. Whether we say taka, only 1/4, 1/2 of a cup came out, which is like 1/6 to the water, so it's not called wine. Or else we say no, it's like 2.5 cups of water came out and 1 cup of wine came out, so it's called wine. So again, that's machlokes before. And Rashbam says, v'kayim along to Rabbanon, we also hold like Rabbanon shita. The afilu bar priagofen, lemavarchinen, like we do not make a bar priagofen on it. So again, shita, that it's not kosher for kiddush. So we do not need Rav to teach us in this case, it's not kosher for kiddush. Gemara says, Ela lamute sherechera, where Rav is talking about a case where the wine smells bad. Ela lamute sherechera. And Rashbam explains, again, Gemara's maskana is sherechera, that the wine smells bad. So Rashbam explains like this, since it smells bad, and the reason why it's possible for kiddush, or else mishum nisuch and mishum hakriver and olaf chasecha. In other words, mishum miyas, that's not, it's disgusting like. Or miyu, he says, boru priagofim of orchon olaf. You make a bracha boru priagofim. The recha chamro, it smells like wine, for time chamro. We're talking about also it tastes like wine. Elu shasriach tzas is just not so good, it's a little bit spoiled. Mishum demunach bekli moist. It was in a kli that wasn't so clean. This is what Rav is saying. Ein oima kiddush hayayim. You're only allowed to make kiddush on wine. El ala yayin noki v'hogin. Clean wine. Shiroi l'naseich machmas nekiyusay. It means that it has to be fit to be put on the mizbeach because it's clean. It's noki agabe mizbeach. And therefore, lo yosir Rav l'mutzir, Rashbam explains, Rav is only coming to exclude v'hai klal shar yenois. He's not coming to exclude wine that is possible for the Mizbeach because the Loch of Shecher. Only wine that's not fit for the Mizbeach because it's not clean wine, it's like Mius, that type of wine you should not use for Kiddush Yain. And therefore that's a Loch like that when you're making Kiddush on wine, if the wine already starts to taste a little bit sour, that doesn't taste so good, even though some people would drink it and maybe still make a bar pregofin, but that wine is not fit for kiddush, because of the musun see the fasik. So that's called shereichera. Maybe also Rav means to exclude wine that was left uncovered overnight. So the question is, then it was the sakonah anyway. The Torah says, the yafagav, the yavri b'masanenis. Even though you put it through a sieve, and there's no more sakonah now. Kirevi Nechemya, like the Nechemya says, that since you put it through a sieve, there's no more, and you see like the poison on top, and you sift it out, it's muti to drink it mishum sakona. But afilohach, even so for kiddush, it's called miyus, you should not use it. From the posik imlachet it says, hakriveyo no lefechosecho, hayirtecho, hayisa ponecho. Like Hashem is saying, would you bring something that's not nice to a melech, to a king? They're talking about a korbonus, a pisech, a lame animal. It means to say things that are not nice, that are mis, these things you should not bring to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So therefore, that's what Rav meant to exclude, such wine that's mis, that's disgusting, that doesn't taste so good anymore, that wine is not fit for Kiddush. Rav says, Boy Mnei Rav Kana Chamua, the Rav Mishashia Mirov, he asked the question, Chamar Chavayin Maho, what's going to be the loch about white wine? Chamar Chavayin. So Omale, he answered back, the Pasuk says, Al Teira Yayin Ki Yisodim, I don't drink wine because it's rich.